Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're spotlighting an impressive story from the world of large-scale optimization at a name we all know, LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional networking platform, LinkedIn faces some pretty extraordinary technical challenges. Imagine this. Every day, millions of users interact with recommendations, connections, and dynamic content. Underneath the surface, this means processing an astronomical number of decision variables, often in the trillions, for tasks like personalizing feeds, job suggestions, and delivering analytics. Traditional linear programming approaches, your classic LP solvers, were no longer cutting it for the scale LinkedIn demanded. These systems struggled to evolve fast enough or process the sheer volume of data needed for a platform of this size. Prolonged solve times meant delayed insights, which made it tough for LinkedIn's teams to adapt to constantly changing user needs and business priorities. With user satisfaction and operational efficiency on the line, it became clear that a radical upgrade of their optimization stack was due. So what did LinkedIn do to leap past these hurdles and reimagine large-scale optimization? Enter DuoLip, LinkedIn's in-house distributed linear programming solver that was recently overhauled with an innovative twist, the integration of PyTorch. For those who aren't familiar, PyTorch is a massively popular open-source machine learning framework that's taken the AI world by storm, thanks to its ease of use and powerful GPU support. By rebuilding DuoLip on PyTorch, LinkedIn has been able to translate some of the biggest headaches in optimization into high-performance, GPU-accelerated tensor computations. The move from classic LP APIs to tensor programming unleashed a step change in how problems are expressed and solved. Let's break down the three big benefits that this PyTorch-powered transformation unlocked for LinkedIn. First, and perhaps most striking, is the huge improvement in computational speed and scalability. PyTorch's native support for GPU acceleration means tensor operations at the heart of linear programming can run in parallel across multiple GPUs. This parallelism slashed solve times for the largest problems, letting LinkedIn process data in hours or even minutes instead of days. Tasks that used to choke traditional solvers suddenly became routine, which is a game changer for real-time personalization and analytics. Secondly, by adopting PyTorch, LinkedIn streamlined its engineering efforts. Resource utilization became far more efficient, freeing engineers from low-level optimization wrangling and allowing them to focus on higher-impact projects. The flexibility of the tensor programming paradigm also removed previous bottlenecks, making it possible to onboard new features rapidly and with less technical debt. That freed up time and energy for their team to innovate elsewhere. And third, this overhaul kickstarted an even tighter integration between machine learning and traditional optimization. By unifying optimization and ML within the PyTorch stack, LinkedIn engineers can now iterate faster, test new ML-driven objective functions, and harmonize their development pipeline. The boundaries between ML and classical optimization are getting blurrier, which is opening the door to new personalization techniques and smarter analytics across the platform. These changes aren't just theoretical improvements. They've delivered order-of-magnitude speedups in production. LinkedIn can now meet heavier workloads as user demand grows, all without ballooning their infrastructure costs or burning out their engineers. This positions them strongly for whatever the future might throw their way in terms of scale. But that's not the end of the story. On top of reimagining their LP solver, LinkedIn is innovating in another direction too, advancing how AI agents discover and interact with one another online. This brings us to DNS Aid, or Domain Name Service for AI Discovery, a protocol recently proposed through the Linux Foundation and now on LinkedIn's radar. As we grow more reliant on distributed intelligent agents, think recommendation bots, personal AI assistants, and data aggregators, seamless interoperability is critical. However, the status quo for agent discovery typically relies on central registries or hard-coded URLs, approaches that are brittle, proprietary, and often siloed. The breakthrough with DNS Aid is that it leverages the existing, highly resilient DNS infrastructure to provide a vendor-neutral and decentralized solution. Here's how it works. Any domain owner can publish a well-known DNS entry using a predefined address like _index.agents.their-domain.com that serves as a starting point for agent discovery. Other AI agents seeking to communicate or collaborate can look up these DNS records to find endpoints, eliminating the need for a central database or third-party coordination. That means greater autonomy and security for organizations who aren't forced to entrust their agent ecosystems to proprietary or external systems. And since DNS AID is implementation agnostic, everyone, from Fortune 500s to solo developers, can use it regardless of their internal architecture. For LinkedIn, this represents an exciting avenue for scaling cross-system communication and data sharing in a flexible, future-proof way. Imagine a landscape where LinkedIn's own agents, responsible for things like member recommendations or content moderation, can automatically coordinate with trusted external services in real time. The result? More dynamic features, faster integrations, and superior reliability, all without losing control over internal operations or infrastructure. In sum, DNS AID gives LinkedIn and any AI-driven business the tools to evolve with the complex interconnected reality of the modern web. That's a practical win for both users and engineers, and a powerful example of open infrastructure making a real impact at scale. Let's circle back to the tangible results LinkedIn has seen since making these bold changes. The upgrade to a PyTorch-based Dualip engine, with all its GPU-driven goodness, resulted in order-of-magnitude speed improvements, meaning jobs that used to take hours could now finish in just minutes or even seconds. For business-critical applications like job recommendations and newsfeed rankings, this kind of responsiveness is transformational. Engineers and data scientists can quickly model new strategies, roll out changes, and adapt to shifting user behavior, giving LinkedIn a tremendous edge in personalization. Even more, real-world scalability isn't just about throwing hardware at the problem. Distributing workloads across a fleet of GPUs, as Dualip now does, ensures that LinkedIn can meet spikes in demand efficiently without spiraling costs or bottlenecking on a handful of compute resources. That flexibility is key to supporting consistent uptime and maintaining the trust of millions of active users who now expect instant, relevant experiences. On the engineering side, migrating to PyTorch has minimized the ongoing overhead required to maintain and extend the optimization platform. The abstractions PyTorch provides simplify the expression of large data pipelines, reducing bugs and making it easier to onboard new engineers. That translates into more innovation and far less time spent wrestling with complex technical debt. And perhaps the most future-facing aspect of this transformation is the way it sets the stage for ongoing ML optimization synergy. LinkedIn's data experts can now experiment with new forms of personalization and evaluation, tightly coupling machine learning predictions with real-world business constraints. That opens the door for smarter recommendations, improved content targeting, and fairer, more inclusive outcomes, benefiting all users, not just power players. Big data volumes and operational complexity might be daunting, but LinkedIn's strategic bets on PyTorch and open protocols keep them at the leading edge of scalable optimization. Meanwhile, the DNS AID protocol signals a shift towards a more open and dynamic way for intelligent agents to locate and interact, laying the groundwork for broader AI ecosystem growth. Altogether, LinkedIn's approach demonstrates how open-source tooling and next-generation infrastructure can both elevate internal efficiency and spur new forms of collaboration. It's a compelling example of meeting the challenges of modern optimization head-on, not by relying on incremental tweaks, but by embracing bold, systemic change. As more companies encounter the scale and complexity that LinkedIn now routinely manages, expect these kinds of hybrid ML optimization workflows to become the norm rather than the exception. For anyone working in big data, AI, or large-scale engineering, that should come as great news. The tools are getting more robust, the infrastructure is becoming more accessible, and the opportunity to add real value is only growing. Before we wrap, let's zoom out for a moment. LinkedIn's transformation isn't just about faster solvers or more sophisticated agent discovery, though those are super impressive. It's about setting a benchmark for how software at global scale can be both resilient and innovative, leveraging open-source solutions and global protocols. Not only does this approach unlock new capabilities internally, it also raises the bar for what users and engineers can expect from digital platforms everywhere. As more sectors, finance, healthcare, logistics, grapple with similar optimization challenges, they can look to LinkedIn's journey for actionable patterns and inspiration. In summary, LinkedIn's re-architecture of Dualip with PyTorch supercharged both their scale and speed while introducing operational flexibility. The exploration of DNS AID is ushering in a new era of AI agent interoperability, grounded in open standards and decentralization. Together, these moves underscore the importance of rethinking legacy approaches and seizing the opportunities offered by modern open source ecosystems. That's all for this episode of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.